Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, The Morning Shift, Mike and Squid, the Meathead Edition, if you will.
Hey, speak for yourself, tough guy.
Well, listen, someone call us Robin Big. There's another couple of nicknames
say
probably
something.
Floating around out there.
That video?
Yeah.
You shot
the clock and end video from the parking lot? You like that? The angle was not friendly, I don't think, to either one of us.
Oh, it's definitely not friendly to me. Made me look like an Oompa Loompa.
I look like the photo session on Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Hey, Andre the Giant, down in front. Mutombo, out of the shot. This hour brought to you by Zero Res, Smart, Lasting, Clean. We're up here in Flowery Branch waiting on training camp to kick off later today. We are in the thick of it. And what's crazy, it's crazy that we're in the thick of it. It's July 30th. It always used to drive me nuts, man, because you'd report, I don't know, it's always around July 24th, 25th that you would report. And then undoubtedly a week later, you would see colleges report. You know what I mean? But then colleges would, you know, their season starts before you. So college training camps have kind of been cut down to 2 weeks, it seems like, as opposed to the NFL.
You never got stuck with the I know it was after your time. I mean, I'm 100% positive, but you never got stuck with a Hall of Fame game.
No.
Which is a week early, too.
That's brutal.
That's got to be the one where you go, we got to play an extra preseason game.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, now let's be honest. The starters don't play in that, but you got to play an extra preseason game. And on top of all of that, you have to watch everyone else report a week later.
Yeah.
And that's not fun either. No. And I imagine a college training camp is, I don't want to say lighter. Used to be a lighter load. Now it's probably the opposite.
I think for me, it was always the opposite. One of the things that you know, I dealt with was Nick Saban signing on in 2007 in the middle of my college career and him coming in and trying to make a statement and really trying to weed out players. So at that point, there was nothing easy about training camp, and it actually was unbelievably brutal to the point where I showed up in Flowery Branch and I was like, oh, this ain't bad. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Listen, we're going to get some In the Huddle news coming up in just a little bit. I'm going to have a funny story. Not a funny story. I'm going to tell you all a story about a PED suspension that one of the Texans players is going through and how that kind of applied to my own career and what happened to me at some point and having to appeal something like that. Also, coming up at the end of the hour, I got a Top 5 Tuesday today. I found an iPod yesterday in my basement, left over from my college days. You don't want to miss that one. Some really, really good stuff going on there.
It's funny you mentioned the PED suspension. I have something from the Olympics and Life of Squid. Tell you what. The Chinese have an issue with hamburgers. Let's put it that way.
The cow's eating some good stuff out there in the fields. I don't doubt that at all. So right now we're going to kind of touch on the Atlanta Falcons, and we've been honing in all day on the defense, right, and some of the battles. Because let's be honest, the battles offensively, they ain't really battles right now. Like, it's Bijan and Tyler in the backfield, Kirk Cousins for – whoever wants to argue about it out there, Kirk Cousins is QB1 and will be QB1 and has been QB1, and it's not even a question.
And in
then
the
you
same
go along
light,
the, well, you go along the offensive line, all five of the same starters. Drake London is your wide receiver one. Darnell Mooney is going to be the guy out wide on the other side. Kyle Pitts is playing tight end. So it's defense right now.
Yeah, and I just want to clarify, despite national reports, Michael Penix has always been QB2. He came into camp as QB2, okay? You didn't draft him eighth overall to say, well, he might, maybe he's our emergency quarterback.
Right.
That, and so I don't know who needs to hear that, Mike Florio. But I'm also going to say that, like, your point, Kirk Cousins is the starting quarterback. And no matter what, they're not doing a Rudy situation or anything like that. The players, Mike Florio, he is QB1. And he has looked phenomenal in camp so far. And to the point of the defensive battles, Mike, I don't even know what they are other than QB, the cornerback spot opposite
AJ,
which right now looks like Mike Hughes has locked down, and the nickel spot. And yep, maybe that, and even you can even talk about that safety spot. Is it really Richie Grant's, or is it really DeMarco Helms? Is it really a, that's the one thing where I'm not sure if those are battles or not, but we perceive them to be.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought that up because DeMarco Helms talked about it over the weekend, and it's a friendly competition with Richie Grant.
That's been great. I support Richie, you know, so Richie supports me. I know as a defense and as secondary as a whole, you know, I definitely feel like, you know, one thing that's great about this room is that, you know, there aren't any egos. You know, we all wish the best for each other. You know, that brings out the best. Competition, you know, is wishing that the person next to you is playing their best game.
I don't know, Bo, if there was a more, I don't want to call it shocking, maybe surprising is just the word, surprising player coming out of the end of that draft last year that made a pretty big impact. And we talk about DeMarco Helms throughout preseason last year, and you mentioned we're not that far away from the first preseason game, and we're kind of going through a lot of the same things of going down to Miami, having those, you know, crossover practices with them, getting the preseason game in. But DeMarco Helms in those games and in those practices made his mark, and you ended up seeing it later in the year as he comes in for Richie Grant.
Yeah, I thought he played pretty well last year. You know, the funny thing is he was so, like you said, he was so good in the preseason. And then he just kind of didn't hear from him. Then he came in late, played really well. He put on weight in the offseason, it appears. He's gotten bigger from what it appears. I love Richie Grant, but he has made some mistakes his playing time here that, you know, you look. Not every time a big play happens and a player's near it, it means it's his fault. But it seems to be a lot of times when a play happens, he's near it, and it turns out in a bad way for the Falcons. I'm very curious to see what the progress DeMarco Helms has made in from year one to two, because I think young players that enter the draft process, you know, you've talked about it, their head's on a swivel. It's one thing for first-round guys and second-round guys, and even third-round guys, because you kind of know you got a place, right? Because you know you're that. But when DeMarco, he worked hard to get ready for the draft process, and then he gets here and his head's on the swivel because he's going to now fight for a roster spot.
Yeah.
And then you think you have one earned, and then you have the turnover in a coaching staff, and you go, okay, now it's basically the same thing all over again. The only thing that he has in his favor this time is he has a full offseason to know where he's going, where he's going to be, and to try to learn all of that instead of being kind of looking for it. I think he's a smart player. Let me tell you something. Nick Saban turns out a lot of players. One thing he doesn't turn out are defensive backs who aren't smart players, who don't have good football IQ. And that's something to be said.
Yeah. You also have Jerry Gray, and you know, still as part of this, Dave Huxtable as well. I mean, those are guys that have been around. They kind of know what DeMarco Helms is about. And to your point, when you are a top-round draft pick or a second-round draft pick, you're going to be on the field, right, for the most part. Now, we just went out of our way to talk about Michael Penix not being on the field. But when you look at it that way, I mean, you and I watched film of the Seahawks the other day. And who was it? Was it Jackson Smith and Jigba?
It was.
Completely botches a hot throw from Geno Smith. And it's like, he's still going to get that opportunity. I think that was week one or week two. He's still going to be on the field. DeMarco Helms and seventh round picks, not in the same situation. You botch a play like that, next guy's in and Richie Grant is kind of coming back up. So to your point, it's just you have to be on your P's and Q's if you're a guy like DeMarco Helms throughout training camp in order to make sure you find that right way in. DeMarco Helms also touched on, look, when you got a guy like Kirk Cousins coming into your locker room, he makes everyone a little better.
Oh, he definitely can make us better. You know, we're getting a look almost every day from one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So I'm sure when we go into the game, we prepare for a quarterback. You know, they're good quarterbacks in the league, but they may not be as good as Kirk. But it's going to be easier for us as a defense.
Yeah, I don't see how it's not possible, right? When you have a guy who always knows where to go with the ball and a guy in Zach Robinson who's really stressing you defensively, You have to know defensive shifts, defensive alignments, and you have to really have that tight coverage when Kirk Cousins throwing the ball.
Like, I don't mean to go back to the 2016 era of slogans, but iron sharpens iron, and the defense is playing, to your point, playing on its heels. Do you think it's a bad thing that they're having to go against Kirk Cousins? And look, a healthy Kyle Pitts, who's the swag Kyle Pitts is walking around with, we ain't seen in a couple of years.
No, we haven't.
And that is huge. And that's the thing that this offense is going to walk out there with. There's confidence. They feel confident in the guy that's running the offense. So, and I mean Kirk Cousins. And you know, he's the one that's giving them the calls. And I think this goes back to what Darnell Mooney said. He goes, yeah, Kirk says he doesn't even know where I'm at, but he's putting the ball where I'm supposed to be, and he's trusting me. That's hard to defend because the ball is being put on a spot that you and the receiver haven't gotten to yet.
Right.
And unless you're still in signals, a la Connor Stallions at Michigan, you don't know where that play's going.
You don't. DeMarco Hellams also went a little bit deeper on that that relationship with Kirk Cousins.
Jesse just brings us, you know, some things from Kirk as far as, you know, holding the shell, holding the disguise, and just some keys that, you know, the quarterback can get just off the shell of the safeties, the rolling of the corners, you know, how they can tell when we're doing certain things. So it's definitely something that he comes back and brings to us just to let us know things that we can improve on. You know, we give Kirk some tips as well.
All right, I want to describe this sound bite, because the way you set it up sounds like, wait a second, that's not the right cut. It is, though, Mike. He said Jesse meets with Kirk and then comes back to us, and it helps us. So what you have is the leader of the offense sitting down with the leader of the secondary.
I'll go even further. He's the quarterback of the secondary.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. The quarterback of the offense and the quarterback of the defense in the secondary. And they're talking to each other, and they're teaching each other. Now, what they're doing is that is helping them learn what some quarterbacks are looking for. Ones that run this system, ones that not. But that is two leaders getting together and leading their respective units in a way where they're growing from it. That is huge. That's why when you read these garbage articles from these national reporters that haven't stepped a freaking 200 miles within a foot of this facility or talked to one of these players in person or seen a moment of the practice, that you know they're full of crap.
Yeah, it does crack me up too, because you'll see that you know, there'll be certain grades given out. And how many times do you and I go back and watch the All-22 and I'm like, I honestly don't know. Nobody knows what's going on in this play unless you are in the meeting room. It's not sometimes there are just plays on film where you can't watch and go, well, the corner screwed up. It's just not that easy. So it's awesome to me that both those quarterback of the offense and the quarterback of the defense kind of getting together.
All right, don't forget, the player's going to go in there and demand Michael Penix.
We got to take a break here. The Falcons signed a new wide receiver yesterday, and that guy we're talking about, Jesse Bates, he gets his Madden grade. You don't want to miss it. That's on In the Huddle coming up on the other side of the break. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Playing in the NFL is a privilege.
Back to the Morning Shift.
Live from Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp. Exclusive camp coverage is brought to you by attorney Ken Nugent. Getting the settlement you deserve after an accident.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Morning Shift rolls on live from Flowery Branch. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res Smart Lasting Clean. We're going to get some in-the-huddle stories coming up in just a minute. You don't want to miss that. I'll tell you about the time that I actually tested positive on a PED test and what I had to do afterwards to make sure that I didn't get suspended 6 games. We'll also talk about Bill Belichick is not in New England anymore, and that has never been more apparent. But, Bo, for right now, the kind of the news of the early morning, Jorge Soler headed back to the Battery to hang out at the Truist Park and hopefully give the Braves some much-needed offensive prowess.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of doing exactly what he did in 2021 when they traded for him before. Not hitting great, but he had 13 home runs that year before he was traded to Atlanta. He has 12 this year. He's been playing a lot of mainly DH. He hasn't been playing the outfield. They're going to have him play the outfield. So you're asking him to come in here and do a lot of what he did about 3 years ago. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. They gave up Tyler Matzek and a minor league player for Soler and our old pal Luke Jackson, who played pretty good this year. I mean, not great, but not been bad. And you gave up, you know, Matzek is a guy that honestly injured, hasn't been the kind of level since he's came back from the Tommy John surgery. I just don't know at this point in time what Matzek is, and I honestly don't know if the Giants have plans of keeping him longer. I believe this was kind of a salary dump type thing by the Giants because Soler has 2 more years left on his contract, which is different from 2021. I'm not sure where that's going to go, what that means for the offseason, but I just don't know if you're going to have a guy like Soler sitting there making $16 million coming off the bench next year or even platooning with a guy like Kelnick, which would kind of be what you would ask him to do. So there is some uncertainty for me with that, but I'm really not sure if the Braves are done yet with moves. I could see them making a move for maybe another infielder with a bat, but maybe even still trying to bring in a guy on an expiring contract as a starting pitcher as well. Think that part's less likely, but
all right, we got a lot to get to. Let's go in the huddle.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings
with In the Huddle on the Morning Shift.
All right, first of all, Bo, the Falcons agreed to terms with free agent and veteran wide receiver James Washington. He actually played with Ike Hilliard up there in in Pittsburgh. So Mike Garofolo reporting that yesterday. Look, he's only played 2 games the last 2 years. I don't know what you're getting, but kind of interesting to sign him at this point in camp.
Yeah, I'm not sure other than, you know, you have a veteran presence in the wide receiver room. Maybe this is one of those deals where you want guys to get extra reps, where you want to take some reps off some guys when you have guys like Drake London kind of, you know, getting tired in practice. You already know that you have Ray McLeod. You have Rondell Moore and Mooney and these guys and Kadarius Hodge. These guys are kind of doing well. So maybe it's just an extra camp body. And if he has something left, you never know. He comes out of camp maybe on the practice squad, and you kind of see where it goes moving forward. I mean, low-risk move. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, bring in somebody that can give Michael Penix a good look, at least in his development, and maybe they didn't see something they loved on Saturday night during the open practice when you got 11 and 11. Jesse Bates, it's been announced, he is the highest-rated safety in Madden 25, a 97 overall. Bo, look, man, the politicking continues to put some respect on that man's name. He's the best player the Falcons have had on defense in a long time.
Well, I'm glad Madden got it like this because the NFL Network's top 100 had him like 30 spots lower than Antoine Winfield Jr., who is a very good player. Don't think he's a better player than Jesse Bates, and they play the same position. I'm taking Jesse.
Yeah. Look, pursuit 93, zone coverage 96, trailing only Tyrann Mathieu in man coverage at an 86. So, obviously, a large bump from 91 overall last year, and you expected it, man. He's a good player, and he's a lot of fun to watch. Texans defensive end Denico Autry banned 6 games for a PED policy violation. Look, he's been in the NFL a long time. He releases, over the course of my 10-year NFL career, I have never engaged in the use of performance-enhancing drugs. He was stunned. He says that the doctors submitted a prescription that was a different medication that contained a banned substance. Now, I do have my own story about this, and I'll try to keep this quick. When I was coming up through the draft and I was going through college, I used a medication to help me with my studies. A lot of people do this in college nowadays. It was prescribed. I had been on it for a long time. So coming up through the draft, on every form you fill out on your way through the draft, are you on any current medication? What is that medication? How many milligrams? I filled it out every single time. I'm on this. It's this many milligrams. Here's my prescribing doctor. Well, what happened when I got to training camp? They make you pee in a cup at the beginning of training camp. Oh, hey, you have this in your sample. I was like, dude, I don't know who missed the memo, but if I get a fine or a suspension, I'm going to be irate. Immediately call my agent. You know, I had the letter in the locker that's certified NFL and all that other stuff. Immediately call my agent, and I'm like, dude, I don't know who messed up. Every form I've ever filled out, I was upfront and honest. Everybody knows that I've been using this. College is a lot in the same way like you get to training camp. What are you doing in college? You're studying. Yeah. What are you doing when training camp? You're studying. All right, so that was something that went through the doctors. I had to go to start doing this during the appeal process. I had to start this routine of going twice a week to go pee in a cup for the Falcons guy that was always here. And I told him, I said, man, hopefully this doesn't last long. I appealed it. And he kind of gave me the, yeah, everybody says that, man. Just pee in the cup. Yeah, just pee in the cup.
If that guy could have been a – he probably knew you pretty well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did.
He knew any markings.
He did. And you know what's funny is even when you're injured, they have to come. You have to still continue to pee in the cup. But to keep a
question.
Long story short, the appeal only lasted about a week. They went back and checked every form, and they were like, you know what, man? That's our bad. You actually did this the right way, and we still dinged.
I may cross the line here, but you ever get shy?
No, never. Not in front of him. No, never.
As long as you didn't run dry.
I was going to say it was so funny because you end up getting injured and like I have surgery and I'm in a cast and I'm in my bed at my house and this guy, he calls me and he's still like, hey, man, got to come watch you pee. I'm like, really? Right now you have to watch me pee?
Yeah.
I have to crutch into the bathroom so you can watch me pee?
Well, the Wizinator is a thing, man.
Wizinator. All right, let's head up New England for this one. And look, we got to talk about a couple of different pieces of news here, and we're going to wrap them all into one. Tristan Wirfs, let's start there. He's the Tampa Bay left tackle. He is looking for a new deal. Now, he is actually the guy who has done this right. He is slated to play under his fifth-year option. He's still on his rookie deal. He's one of the best tackles in football. He's an all-pro. He goes to Todd Bowles, and they come to an agreement on practice limits, basically saying, look, I want to come to practice. I want to be a part of this team. But I am not going to go through 11-on-11 drills and put my way in harm when we have pads on that I could risk injury. Good for him, right? Good for him. He's going about this, trying to go about this in the right way while also trying to make sure that his future stays on track. Let's head up to New England now, and you got a guy in Matthew Judon who's probably not handling things the right way. Reportedly got into it with Gerard Mayo yesterday and some of the execs. During the walkthroughs and the practice portions, he's sitting on a trash can. He's slumped over. He's having loud words. And he actually went on a podcast yesterday, and he had this to say.
I love football. I don't love the business of football. Like I said, like, I don't want to be the villain. I don't want to be the bad guy. But it's like, shoot, bro. Like, help me out. We got the most cap in the league right now, bro. Like, and then with that, like, they don't even get the money. So what the hell are y'all doing with it? Like y'all literally just not using it.
Yeah, that's from the Shut Up Mark podcast and Matthew Judon. Bo, here's what I want to do. Compare and contrast. I don't think he's going about it the right way compared to what Tristan Wirfs is doing down in Tampa Bay, and I think that is a signal, in my opinion, to the rest of the league, man. Bill Belichick is long gone. Gerard Mayo, player's coach, but this is something he's got to get a handle on.
Well, you think he would have tried this crap with Bill Belichick?
No. Not
the hell
not
no.
As a matter of fact, he would have been cut. Belichick would have been, hey, thanks for being here, but we'll find somebody else to replace.
Well, Belichick was infamous for, or famous, or whatever you want to, or the word you want to use, for trading guys 1 year left on their deal. He didn't think that they were worth re-upping if they weren't going to last the length of the contract. It was one of the things that he screwed up from time to time, but for the most part, he always absolutely nailed it. And so, you know, he never would have allowed this. Tristan Wirfs is obviously in a good place with the organization. It you know what it makes me think is that this is the example of a guy having good negotiations to his agent with an organization, and one either not having them at all or having very, very bad ones.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And look, Tristan Wirfs, He's an all-pro. You know, reportedly, Tampa Bay believes that this guy has the makings of a future pro football Hall of Famer.
Well, he's a freak athlete.
He is a freak athlete. And this is the one thing you have to give credit to Todd Bowles about, man. That, you know, say what you want to about anything that Todd Bowles has done on the field. This is a team who continues to at least find their way into the postseason. And stories like this, like you're hearing come out with Matthew Judon and Gerard Mayo and everything else going on there, you don't hear this stuff about Tampa Bay. And everybody, you know, including Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans opts to come back with a million options on the table. It seems like they're doing things the right way down in Tampa.
Yeah, and you kind of hate the fact that this is the way it's starting out for Gerard Mayo. I mean, you do hate it that he's having to deal with this. And you hope that he can figure this out along with these front office executives to kind of get this thing out of the way.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, Amon-Ra St. Brown, boy, he did not mince words yesterday. Talking about the fans in Atlanta, you don't want to miss that. And also, I found my old iPod yesterday. I can't figure out how to update it, but I charged it. Checked out the old pregame playlist. That's Top 5 Tuesday, the pregame playlist from Mike in 2008. You don't want to miss that. That's coming up on the other side on the Morning Shift, live from Flowery Branch, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is the Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. No, this is not one of my hype songs from my 2008 iPod. But yeah, you'll hear that coming up in just a minute on Top 5 Tuesday.
Just terrified at how lame these songs are going to be.
You should be terrified because I know you didn't have this much swag in 2008. So, you know what I mean? You should be
terrified. I've always had more swag than you.
We roll on live from Flowery Branch. It's Mike and Squid here on the Morning Shift. We've been talking all things Falcons, NFL, the latest with the trade deadline coming up today. And what do we got? Probably 11 hours left. 10 hours left before the trade deadline. Jorge Soler headed back to Atlanta. We'll get the temperature of the city on that coming up in just a minute on the wake-up call. You don't want to miss that. That'll be coming up top of the hour at 8 o'clock. We'll want to hear your feelings on Jorge Soler, and then maybe you give us your own hype song after you hear Top 5 Tuesday. For right now, though, I want to talk about Amon-Ra St. Brown and Davante Adams. Now, Bo and I are both Atlanta sports fans. We are both Falcons fans. I happen to be a former player. I didn't grow up a Falcon fan, but definitely after being a part of the team, they are my adopted squad, and I do consider myself a fan nowadays. I know that some former football players don't like to talk about being fans after they play, but I am a massive fan. I want this team to do well. I will celebrate when the day comes that we have a parade through the city, along with all the other fans. I think that Atlanta fans are great. The stadium atmosphere could be better at times, but I think this is a great, great fan base. And I think usually in any other year, you'd see that out here at training camp. Apparently, though, a couple of guys that did not agree with that statement I just made are Davante Adams and Amon-Ra St. Brown. They appeared on the Hot Ones Versus edition. I don't even know if it's a podcast or digital show or what it is, but, man, they were not high on the atmosphere around Atlanta fans.
I hate the Packers fans just because it's Green Bay. I play for Detroit, but I think some of the worst fans was the Falcons.
Really?
When we played them my rookie year, no one was there. Terrible. I'm like, yo.
Oh, so you're looking at it as far as support
right
toward their team.
Right.
Okay.
Because I hate Green Bay. Their fans, I mean, they have good fans for the team, but
yeah,
I hate them.
Right.
But I don't know. Is there that much to do in Atlanta? I don't know. Because ain't nobody going to the game.
Well, here's what I would tell you first and foremost, and Bo's face is red, so I'll get out of the way in just a second. There's more to do in Atlanta than there is Detroit. All right, let's go ahead and knock that one out of the park. And as far as Davante Adams goes, there's more to do in Atlanta than there is in Green Bay. All right, so let's just get that one out there. Extremely disrespectful of Atlanta fans, because I think you and I both agree, Bo, that this is a good fan base. When you're putting a good product on the field, there is nothing better than seeing those flags fly at Mercedes-Benz Stadium and seeing that black and red take the field. Amon-Ra St. Brown, buddy, you're completely out of pocket with that one.
Yeah, they played December 26th of 2021, which was his rookie year. That's the game he's talking about. It was in Atlanta. I remember I was working the game. The Falcons were 6-8 coming into the game.
Oh, we're talking about the day after Christmas. Is that what you just
said?
That's right. Okay.
First off, keep my city's name out of your mouth. I don't want to go Will Smith on St. Brown, but
Calm down.
Just tired. You know what's funny is I'm not as angry as I am tired.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
I'm tired because, for one, I'm tired of having to hear people talk about my city and defend it, and I'll always defend it, but I'm tired of having to. You're absolutely right. You could put that wasn't the worst product in the world in 2021, but it wasn't great, and I agree with you that you put a winning product out, but I do wish that our fans would show up more. And when I've said it in the past, you know, I get criticized for it. Oh, well, you're going to the games and working them, but we have to pay. I get it, but I have to work them. Yeah. And I want us to be there. I want us to be on time. I want us to have our colors in. But I guess the bigger thing is this is what people say about you. And until Atlanta fans decide that they're not okay with people talking about their team and their city like that, it's always going to happen. No one's talking about Braves fans that way. They talk about Falcons and Hawks fans that way. Now, they could have talked about Braves fans that way when they were rebuilding, and they would have been rightfully in that. But the reality of the situation is we're going to allow people to do this until we show up consistently. And I agree that the product needs to be better at times, but then again, if you don't want people talking about this, show up.
Yeah. You can let us know how you feel. You can hit us up on the X at 929 Morning Shift if you got something to say to Amon or St. Brown. We'll put it out on the air as long as it's PG. For right now, though, let's hit Mike'd up.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mike'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Only a couple of minutes here before we have to get to break, so I am going to kind of speed through this. It's Top 5 Tuesday. All right, over the weekend, doing some cleaning out in the basement, came across an iPod from 2008. Now, here's the thing, Bo. When we went to the SEC Championship game in 2008, played the Florida Gators, one of the things you had was, like, bowl gifts for the SEC Championship. It wasn't a bowl game, but you got bowl gifts. I got an iPod. And it had the SEC logo on it. All right, so
that's
I
cool.
Immediately loaded that up. I don't really know how to plug it into my computer, but I was able to charge it and to get it kind of up to speed as far as being able to listen to it the other day. And I come across the old pregame hype list. I don't have to build up any of these songs because that's what these songs are for. Dylan, we'll start with number 5.
Number 5.
Can't even look me in my eyes, put your face down. I'm out of jail, working what you gotta say now. Chicken faking only gonna inspire. All your hating is fuel to my fire.
You hear that, Amon or St. Brown? That's what we got in Atlanta, baby. You hear that? That's what we got in Atlanta. Number of these songs coming through. I'm not even going to look at Bo because I know it's going to be thumbs down. G, can I get a thumbs up, thumbs down? We're feeling good.
I don't He's have a thumbs good. Down. I just have a –
It's a fine. A fair foul Friday, it's fine.
It's fine.
Okay. Dylan, we're
not
fine
what
right
I would
now?
Pick in Dylan, 2008,
we're
but
– We're good?
Nah. No, we're good. We're good. I love it.
Dylan was 12 when that song came out. He has no clue.
Right. Let's I know move about on really quick. Let's move on real quick to another good one. Dylan, let's go to number 4.
Number 4.
Okay. Yeah. And we can always get this – I'm quiet. Now let's talk about sweat.
Now this?
Now, hey.
Little John?
Hey.
Now, I like.
You better be careful out on that field if I don't run out and knock somebody out.
I ain't got a problem with that, but Little John is my hype guy. Like, he gets me going. I'm a big Little John.
Oh, man. We got to move on really quick. Dylan, go ahead and roll to number 3, baby.
Number 3.
I might run through the wall, G. I might run through the wall.
A little ball crusher, is that right?
Hey, no wonder we won a natty in 09. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No wonder we won a natty
sure
in
09. Sure didn't help you in 08.
That's because I had the iPod after the game. I didn't get to load it before the game. I had the iPod after the game.
Well, it didn't help you for that ball game. I'm
help
sorry
me in 08.
I didn't say that.
Yeah. Listen, I played 8 plays of that Sugar Bowl. You can keep that Sugar Bowl out your mouth. Okay?
We just know
I played 8 plays of that Sugar Bowl.
I always heard you didn't want to be there.
Is that what
That's
it was?
That's what your fan base said.
Not me. I know. That was a good Utah team, though.
That was a good team, actually.
Paul Kruger, Cole Amici, those were some good players. All right. I tell you what, man. Speaking of Atlanta rappers, let's go ahead and move on, Dylan.
Number two.
I got to say, I think 4, 3, and 2 have been at a different level as far as hype for me.
It's a build-up, man. It's a build-up.
So right now, I have no issues.
You can't just go straight in. It's a build-up.
There's been no foul, is what I should say. Okay. There's been fine, and then
fair and fair.
Fair.
Okay. Look, I don't know, if Bo knows anything about number one. I'm just going to be straight up honest with you. Now, you probably know this.
What is this going to be? She thinks my tractor's sexy by Kenny Chesney?
Then you would know something about that. You probably know this guy. You might have met this guy before. But you don't know nothing about this song. Dylan, go ahead and play number one for him.
Number one.
Yeah.
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 That's one? I think that's more of a four.
You know nothing about this. Sit down, Bo. You know nothing about this, man. You know nothing about Pastor Troy Vice Versa. I hope he's listening right now.
I know.
I hope he's out of practice.
Let me tell you something.
I hope he's out of practice.
I can recite every lyric from Pastor Troy
You need to get
little
on that.
Little Johnny Side Boy.
Throw It Up was okay. We've given honorable mention of that.
Now, Throw It Up was a song you should have had on
Pastor
there.
Pastor Troy and Vice Versa.
He's the pastor ready to blast
nothing,
you.
Nothing. I would listen to that one on repeat. I could have done that one 5 through 1. You know, I'm the guy in the background yelling yeah every 3 seconds.
They don't play no mother blanket games.
Anyhow, man, we got to roll on here. That's Top 5 Tuesday, Mike's pregame hype list on the iPod from 2008.
Wood drain on the dually truck.
You don't want to miss this wake-up call coming up next. Here's what I want to know. Are you excited about Jorge Soler coming back in the fold over at Truist Park? And what was your pregame hype music like? Whenever you had to enter competition, could be 2008, could be 2024. Get with us. It's 404-726-0929 on the X at 929 Morning Shift. We're rolling on live from Flowery Branch. It's Mike and Squid, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
You know all you gotta do is to be what you're sipping on.
We're gonna get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is the Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. No, this is not one of my hype songs from my 2008 iPod. You'll hear that coming up in just a minute on Top 5 Tuesday.
Just terrified at how lame these songs are.
You should
be
terrified because I know you didn't have this much swag in 2008. So, you know what I mean? You should be terrified.
I've always had more swag than you.
We roll on live from Flowery Branch. It's Mike and Squid here on the Morning Shift. We've been talking all things Falcons, NFL, the latest with the trade deadline coming up today. And what do we got? Probably 11 hours left, 10 hours left before the trade deadline. Jorge Soler headed back to Atlanta. We'll get the temperature of the city on that coming up in just a minute on the wake-up call. You don't want to miss that. That'll be coming up top of the hour at 8 o'clock. We'll want to hear your feelings on Jorge Soler, and then maybe you give us your own hype song after you hear Top 5 Tuesday. For right now, though, I want to talk about Amon-Ra St. Brown and Devontae Adams. Now, Bo and I are both Atlanta sports fans. We are both Falcons fans. I happen to be a former player. I didn't grow up a Falcon fan, but definitely – after being a part of the team, they are my adopted squad, and I do consider myself a fan nowadays. I know that some former football players don't like to talk about being fans after they play, but I am a massive fan. I want this team to do well. I will celebrate when the day comes that we have a parade through the city, along with all the other fans. I think that Atlanta fans are great. The stadium atmosphere could be better at times, but I think this is a great, great fan base, and I think usually in any other year you'd see that out here at training camp. Apparently, though, a couple of guys that did not agree with that statement I just made are Devontae Adams and Amon-Ra St. Brown. They appeared on the Hot Ones Versus edition. I don't even know if it's a podcast or digital show or what it is, but, man, they were not high on the atmosphere around Atlanta fans.
I hate the Packers fans just because it's Green Bay. I play for Detroit, but I think some of the worst fans was –
The Falcons.
Really?
When we played them my rookie year, no one was there. Terrible. I'm like, yo.
Oh, so you're looking at it as far as support right. toward their team.
Right.
Okay.
Because I hate Green Bay. Their fans, I mean, they have good fans for the team, but yeah. I hate them.
Right.
But I don't know. Is there that much to do in Atlanta? I don't know. Because ain't nobody going to the game.
Well, here's what I would tell you first and foremost, and Bo's face is red, so I'll get out of the way in just a second. There's more to do in Atlanta than there is Detroit. All right, let's go ahead and knock that one out of the park. And as far as Devontae Adams goes, there's more to do in Atlanta than there is in Green Bay. All right, so let's just get that one out there. Extremely disrespectful of Atlanta fans, because I think you and I both agree, Bo, that this is a good fan base. When you're putting a good product on the field, there is nothing better than seeing these those flags fly at Mercedes-Benz Stadium and seeing that black and red take the field. Amon-Ra St. Brown, buddy, you're completely out of pocket with that one.
Yeah, they played December 26th of 2021, which was his rookie year. That's the game he's talking about. It was in Atlanta. I remember I was working the game. The Falcons were 6-8 coming into the game.
Oh, we're talking about the day after Christmas. Is that what you just
said? That's
right. Okay.
First off, keep my city's name out of your mouth. I don't want to go Will Smith on St. Brown, but
Calm down.
I'm just tired. You know what's funny is I'm not as angry as I am tired.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
I'm tired because, for one, I'm tired of having to hear people talk about my city and defend it, and I'll always defend it, but I'm tired of having to. You're absolutely right. You could put that wasn't the worst product in the world in 2021, but it wasn't great, and I agree with you that you put a winning product out, but I do wish that our fans would show up more. And when I've said it in the past, you know, I get criticized for it. Oh, well, you're going to the games and working them, but we have to pay. I get it, but I have to work them.
Yeah.
And I want us to be there. I want us to be on time. I want us to have our colors in. But I guess the bigger thing is this is what people say about you. And until Atlanta fans decide that they're not okay with people talking about their team and their city like that, it's always going to happen. No one's talking about Braves fans that way. They talk about Falcons and Hawks fans that way. Now, they could have talked about Braves fans that way when they were rebuilding, and they would have been rightfully in that. But the reality of the situation is we're going to allow people to do this until we show up consistently. And I agree that the product needs to be better at times, but then again, if you don't want people talking about this, show up.
Yeah. You can let us know how you feel. You can hit us up on the X at 929 Morning Shift if you got something to say to Amon-Ra St. Brown. We'll put it out on the air as long as it's PG. For right now, though, let's hit Mic'd Up.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Only a couple of minutes here before we have to get to break, so I am going to kind of speed through this. It's Top 5 Tuesday. All right, over the weekend, doing some cleaning out in the basement, came across an iPod from 2008. Now, here's the thing, Bo. When we went to the SEC Championship game in 2008, played the Florida Gators, one of the things you had was like bowl gifts for the SEC Championship. It wasn't a bowl game, but you got bowl gifts. I got an iPod. And it had the SEC logo on it. All right, so
that's
I
cool.
immediately loaded that up. I don't really know how to plug it into my computer, but I was able to charge it and to get it kind of up to speed as far as being able to listen to it the other day. And I come across the old pregame hype list. I don't have to build up any of these songs because that's what these songs are for. Dylan, we'll start with number 5.
Number 5.
Can't even look me in my eyes, put your face down. I'm out of jail, working what you gotta say now. You can fake and only gonna inspire. All your hating is fuel to my fire.
You hear that, Amon-Ra St. Brown? That's what we got in Atlanta, baby. You hear that? That's what we got in Atlanta. Number of these songs coming through. I'm not even going to look at Bo because I know it's going to be thumbs down. G, can I get a thumbs up, thumbs down? We're feeling good.
I don't have a thumbs down. I just have
it's a fine. A fair foul Friday, it's fine.
It's fine.
Okay. Dylan, we're
not what I
would have
picked in 2008, but.
We're good?
No, we're good. We're good. I love it.
Dylan was 12 when that song came out. He has no clue.
I know about it really quick. Let's move on real quick to another good one. Dylan, let's go to number 4.
Number 4.
Okay. And we always get this. I'm quiet. Man.
down. This
now, hey,
Little John.
Hey,
now I like.
Better be careful out on that field if I don't run out and knock somebody out.
I ain't got a problem with that, but Little John is my hype guy. Like, he gets me going. I'm a big Little John.
Oh man, we got to move on really quick. Dylan, go ahead and roll to number three, baby.
Number three.
I might run through the wall.
A little ball crusher. Right?
No, yeah. Hey, no wonder we won a natty in 09. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No wonder we won a natty
sure
in
09. Sure didn't help you in 08.
That's because I had the iPod after the game. I didn't get to load it before the game. I had the iPod after the game.
Well, it didn't help you for that ball game.
Help
I'm sorry,
me
I didn't say that.
Yeah. Listen, I played 8 plays of that Sugar Bowl. You can keep that Sugar Bowl out your mouth.
Okay? We just know
I played
you
8 plays of that Sugar Bowl.
I always heard you didn't want to be there.
Is that what
That's
it was?
What your fan base said.
Not me. Not
I know,
me.
I know.
That was a good Utah team, though.
That was a good team, actually.
Paul Kruger, Cole Amici, those were some good players. All right, I tell you what, man, speaking of Atlanta rappers, let's go ahead and move on, Dylan.
Number two.
I got to say, I think 4, 3, and 2 have been at a different level as far as hype for me.
It's a build-up, man. It's a build-up.
So right
now, I
have no issues.
You can't just go straight in. It's a build-up.
There's been no foul, is what I should say.
Okay.
There's been fine and then
fair and fair.
Fair.
Okay. Look, I don't know, if Bo knows anything about number one. I'm just going to be straight up honest with you. Now, you probably
what
know
this. What is this going to be? She thinks my tractor's sexy
now,
by Kenny Chesney?
Then you would know something about that. You probably know this guy. You might have met this guy before. But you don't know nothing about this song. Dylan, go ahead and play number one for him.
Number one.
Yeah.
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 That's one? I think that's more of a four.
You know nothing about this. You know nothing about this. Sit down, Bo. You know nothing about this, man. You know nothing about Pastor Troy Vice Versa. I hope he's listening right now.
I know.
I hope he's out
of
practice.
Let me tell you something.
I hope he's out of practice.
I can recite every lyric from Pastor Troy
Well, look, you need to get
little
on that.
Little John Eastside Boys.
Throw It Up was okay. We'd give an honorable mention of that.
Now, Throw It Up was a song you should have had on
Pastor
there.
Pastor Troy and Vice Versa.
He's the pastor ready to blast
nothing,
you.
Nothing. I would listen to that one on repeat. I could have done that one 5 through 1. You know, I'm the guy in the background yelling, yeah, every 3 seconds.
They don't play no mother blanket
yeah.
games.
Anyhow, man, we got to roll on here. That's Top 5 Tuesday. Mike's pregame hype list on the iPod from 2008.
Wood grain on the dually truck.
You don't want to miss this wake-up call coming up next. Here's what I want to know. Are you excited about Jorge Soler coming back in the fold over at Truist Park? And what was your pregame hype music like? Whenever you had to enter competition, could be 2008, could be 2024. Get with us. It's 404-726-0929 on the X at 929 Morning Shift. We're rolling on live from Flowery Branch. It's Mike and Squid, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
You know all you gotta do is tell me what you're sipping on.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.